In London, open source investigators use publicly available information, often from the internet, to find evidence of villages being burned thousands of kilometres away in the war-torn Darfur region of Sudan. Ben Strick is the Director of Investigations for the Centre for Information Resilience, a non-profit that documents the conflict through a project called Sudan Witness. Sudan Witness says that 72 settlements were burned down in April 2024, the most it has seen in any month since the war began in April 2023.
We're often seeing some villages that might have been standing one day or 1 month, and the next day they're not there anymore. They've been burned down and there's clear markings to identify that. Sometimes we even catch them on fire as well. At some points, we're even lucky enough to see footage, and often that footage is filmed by the perpetrators themselves, who are in the village cheering as they burn down these villages and often kill people at the same time.
Strick says the team has been able to identify some of the commanders who ordered the burning of settlements from these videos. It's all but impossible to verify the attacks documented by Sudan Witness on the ground, due to security concerns and warring factions' restrictions on media and human rights monitors entering Sudan. Human rights lawyers say that regardless of the difficulties in getting first-hand testimony, the international community needs to do more to stop the violence perpetrated against Sudanese civilians, even as the wars in Gaza and Ukraine dominate the headlines. Yona Diamond is Senior Legal Counsel at the Raoul Wallenberg Center for Human Rights.
The amount of outrage, rightful outrage elsewhere in the world, can also be directed at Sudan, and the appropriate resources directed to protect and end the violence.
Strick says open source investigators will play a crucial role in holding the perpetrators of violence against civilians to account in the future. He says that open source investigation is also important in disproving propaganda.
There are certain elements claiming that they are condoning or that they stand against human rights abuses. However, some of the information that we're digging out shows contrary. And this is really useful because we're able to show the evidence, not just tell it. And that's really important in a space of propaganda and disinformation.
Non-profits have blamed the paramilitary rapid support forces and associated ethnic Arab militias for carrying out ethnic cleansing and attacks, including the burning of villages, against non-Arab communities in Darfur. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.